Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is generally pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect mild temperatures with clear skies, perfect for a stroll by the coastline. Jerusalem will have a few clouds with comfortable weather. In Haifa, it's a bit breezy, but still a nice day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, the U.S. struck Iran and revoked oil sanctions waivers after attacks on tankers in the Hormuz Strait. Iran threatens a crushing response. Also, JNS reports that the U.S. described the strikes as powerful, responding to Iran's firing on ships in Hormuz. According to CENTCOM, Iran's aggression violated a ceasefire. Also this hour, questions arise from the Jerusalem Post about Israel's concerns over Egypt's new Octagon military command headquarters. The complex has drawn scrutiny, yet ties with Egypt remain influenced by prior agreements. Separately, from JTA, earlier today, the U.S. launched strikes against Iran. These actions retaliate against alleged Iranian targeting of commercial vessels, which could disrupt diplomatic talks. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, just in, Joel Solomon earns a trio of medals at the Maccabiah Games. His debut includes a silver and two bronzes, following a strong performance by teammate Barry Lipp. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Trusman, an analyst on Middle Eastern conflicts, posted just minutes ago that Bahrain's Ministry of Interior has warned of sirens, likely due to an Iranian attack, urging calm among citizens. I24NEWS English reported moments ago that the U.S. military completed strikes against Iran, targeting over 80 sites, including air defenses and IRGC boats, as CENTCOM confirmed. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, mentioned earlier today that the U.S. responded to Iran's attack on three tankers by striking 80 targets in Iran, emphasizing a potential restoration of deterrence. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to the Times of Israel, these actions targeted air defenses, missiles, and IRGC small boats in response to Iranian aggression in the Hormuz Strait. The U.S. military described the strikes as powerful. This escalation could deepen tensions between the U.S. and Iran, affecting regional stability. Turning to Egypt's new military headquarters, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns over Egypt's expansive Octagon command complex. Despite this, the historical peace treaty and security cooperation between Egypt and Israel remain key elements in maintaining regional stability. The move signifies Egypt's growing military capabilities, but does not yet alter existing ties. Meanwhile, the strikes on Iran also impacted diplomatic avenues. As reported by JTA, the U.S.'s retaliatory measures against Iran for targeting commercial vessels could disrupt ongoing talks. This situation highlights the fragility of negotiations in the region, potentially leading to increased volatility. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel's defense sector is booming, driving high-tech employment to record levels, while software companies are cutting jobs, defense contractors and chip makers are hiring rapidly. Separately, Walla Business discusses Erdogan's efforts in building a stealth fighter. The transfer of 80 jet engines to Turkey, approved by Trump, is crucial for Turkey's stealth fighter development, with implications for regional military balance. And finally, from Globes, the Bank of Israel is anticipated to cut interest rates again this week. This will mark the second consecutive rate cut following a reduction in May. Such measures aim to stimulate economic growth amidst global financial challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.